You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I had the lovely opportunity, was it yesterday? I can't remember, the day before, to speak to Lucky, who is from Beatwix. But they are coming up to Tamaki Makaurau for a couple of things, and they'll be hosting a gig at the Audio Foundation on the 6th of September. Doors open at 8 p.m. They say 8:30 in the interview, but correct me after I stopped recording, so I wanted to put that in there. 8 p.m. is when doors open. They'll be with Paradox Princess and Talma. Now, for those who are unaware, who are you? Who is Beatwix?
My name's Lucky. That's my actual name, and I'm from Otipoti originally, and that's sort of where this project started. I just was like, had been in bands, but then started exploring solo music and wanted to do more electronic stuff, and got gifted a Nintendo DS by Michael Morley from the Dead Sea, which had like a Korg synthesizer program on it, and then eventually started making music with that, and then yeah, just kept going. So that's what Beatwix is, I guess, in a nutshell.
Now, using a Nintendo DS is quite unique. Overall, how would you describe the music of Beatwix? It sounds quite like one of a kind.
Yeah. I think like my newer stuff as well, I've been playing the flute a lot more as well, because my previous album I used like another synth as well as the DS, but I've kind of been exploring a bit more of like a darker sound, and I've heard it described as synth punk, Minecraft, chiptune, hyperpop. Yeah, I kind of just like, it's quite energetic, and there's a lot going on is how I would describe it. Yeah.
Now, we're excited to have you up here in Tamaki. When was the last time you were in Auckland?
I think the last time I played a gig was last year. I was up in like June, and I played my album release show with Paradox Princess, and that was quite cool because, yeah, Paradox Princess and I are like, projects have kind of been related because we played our first ever gig together back in Otipoti in 2023, and then like did a gig in Auckland a year later after she'd moved and after I'd moved. And so this is kind of like, I guess, our third iteration of that, but a little bit later than June. So looking forward to that as well.
So did you and Paradox Princess meet in Otipoti and have kind of continued this sort of friendship and this upcoming gig will be with Paradox Princess, but you've performed with her before, haven't you?
Yeah, quite a few times. And yeah, we actually like were in the high school band scene together back in Otipoti when she was in this punk band, and like that was like actually one of the main inspirations for me starting a punk band at the time. And then now we've gone on to both make weird electronic music, so it's punk.
Look, we love weird electronic music. And you'll also be performing with Talma up here in Tamaki Makaurau. Is this the first time you'll be performing with them?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I haven't played with them before, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Because if I'm not mistaken, Paradox Princess and Talma have played together before, but this would be like this really awesome trio of alternative electronic music, which is very, very exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
And you guys will be performing at the Audio Foundation. Is this the first time you've performed at this location?
Yeah, it is. I've been to a few gigs there before, like when I visited Tamaki Makaurau, but yeah, I'm excited to perform there for the first time just because it's such a cool and sort of like esoteric hidden little venue as well. So I think it'll suit the music really well.
And yeah, I guess, what should people expect from this gig?
Noise, chaos, harmony, a few paradoxes, joy and queerness. I'd say that's what to expect from the gig, yeah, and a lot of fun.
Hell yeah. Now, you released your debut album, Cryathlon, in June last year, which I'm assuming listeners will be treated to a lot during this upcoming gig. Two of the songs from the album, Slug Level Standards and Magic Romance, were at the top of the SRN charts. Now, you mentioned earlier using the flute a bit more lately and sort of changing maybe a little bit of your sound from this album. Are there any plans to release new music while incorporating that sort of flute sound and this sort of new vibe that you're curating?
Yeah, definitely. I'm working on that at the moment, but it's not like, I'm also doing a bunch of other projects I've been exploring. Like, for example, I'm going up to the composer's workshop and have compositions and also a folk music project that I'm working on as well. So that's sort of like taking precedence recording-wise at the moment. But definitely, have plans to play some of that, record all of that stuff in the future. And, yeah, I don't actually think I will be playing any songs from the album at the gig, so it'll be completely new. So if you want to hear something completely new, well, you know, still big works, but, yeah, that's what will mainly be at the gig.
Awesome. And speaking of that composer's workshop, for those who are unaware, what is this sort of composer's workshop? Is this the first time you've been to this sort of the Cairns composer's workshop?
No, I've been a few times. I've been like, this is maybe my fourth one that I've been to, because I actually studied composition at university as part of my degree and started going to this workshop sort of as part of that. And last year I had a string piece that was played by the NZSO, like a string orchestra piece, I do a bit of like classical composing as well, which I think some of those like themes are kind of like in my music somewhat as well. Like, I've been incorporating it more with the flute, but this year I'm going to be improvising flute with like effects and improvising alongside a Taonga Puoro practitioner. So Komako Silva will be also improvising, and we're going to like shape this thing together, and that's what I'm doing this year. So, but yeah, it's just a really cool place to meet other composers and also like have a chance to hear your work performed and get feedback from like performers and other composers. And yeah, it's a really awesome opportunity.
That is an incredible opportunity. It's even more incredible that this is the fourth time you've gone to this workshop.
Yeah.
Now, for those who are interested in attending your upcoming gig, where can people buy tickets and find out more information about it?
Yeah, so you can get tickets from Under the Radar, and there's also information on both Paradox Princess, my Instagram, and Tamar's Instagram. My name, my artist name, to spell it, it's like Wheatbix, but with the B and the W swapped around. So it's B-E-E-T with a hyphen and then W-I-X. And if you look up that in Paradox Princess, and it'll come up, and it'll probably be on the Audio Foundation website as well.
Awesome. And when is this gig specifically as well?
It's on the 6th of September, and I think, I can't remember the time exactly, should probably have looked this up, but I think it's at like 8:30.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.